From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Once again today, the stock market plunged in the final half hour of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 678 points to close below 8,600. That's a drop of more than 7%. And the other major stock indexes also saw heavy declines. It is the seventh straight day of sharp losses. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. And Jim, tell us about this sudden drop. How unusual was the speed of this decline at the end of the day?
Well, it's the kind of thing that you don't see very often. About 3 o'clock, the Dow was down, I think, about 200 points. I looked up a little after 3:30. It was down 520 points approximately. Then I looked down, and really just a few seconds later, it had lost an additional 100 points. This is the first time in 5 years it's below 9,000. It's ironic because, you know, it was a year ago today that the Dow and the Standard & Poor's 500 index hit all-time highs. The Dow was 14,164. Now, by my calculations, it has fallen more than 39%. I mean, you in the stock market, when you are down 20%, that's considered an official bear market. We've seen a drop of 20% in the month of October alone.
Mm. Well, what are some of the reasons behind this sudden free fall at the end of the day?
Well, it's kind of hard to say when confidence is so low and emotion comes into play. It's kind of hard to pinpoint specific reasons. General Motors was one big problem. It suffered a credit downgrade. It fell below $5 a share. It's in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The automakers are in just terrible shape now. Not only, you know, are there no markets, people are not buying their cars, but even when they want to buy them, they can't get loans to buy them. You know, there are also just big concerns about banking and insurance companies. There are rumors that a financing deal between Morgan Stanley and Japan's biggest bank was in trouble, and Morgan Stanley fell 26%.
You know, Jim, we keep talking about this, that there have been a series of moves by the Treasury Department and the Fed to try to restore confidence in the market, and nothing seems to be working.
That's right. This week, just look at what we saw this week. The Treasury Department created an entity to buy commercial paper. It's signaling that it's thinking about taking an equity stake in major banks. We've also saw big actions overseas. There was a coordinated interest rate cut just yesterday by the central banks. Nothing seems to work. The credit markets remain very tight. The spreads on credit are at historic levels, which means, you know, lenders want a lot more money to lend. A lot of state governments are really in trouble now, having to cut their budgets. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say we're seeing what looks like just a collapse of our financial system. And you know, when it's going to improve, nobody really knows at this point.
Well, tomorrow, the finance ministers and central bankers from the Group of Seven industrialized countries, the G7, are going to be meeting in Washington to discuss this crisis. Any idea what they're likely to do?
Well, yeah, they're going to look, of course, for ways to try to keep the situation from spiraling out of control. There's a lot of talk about coordination between the biggest economies. You know, we're really coming to appreciate how big this crisis has gotten. It's not just a U.S. problem. We're seeing sharp drops in stocks all over the world. We're seeing European banks having to be rescued by their governments. And so these are a lot of individual steps. But I think there's just a general feeling that, you know, maybe it's going to take something more. It's going to take everybody working together. I think that's the hope right now anyway.
Okay, Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
That's NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.